Way to start off the podcast with a cough.
Sorry, I'm sick.
So this is Ryan.
And Justine.
After the movies. So we just got done watching a documentary called Imaginary Witness, Hollywood and the Holocaust. It's directed by a filmmaker named Daniel Anker. It's an hour and 32 minutes long. It's from 2004, and it's available on Netflix Watch Instantly. That's how we just watched it. So, Justine, what did you think about this documentary? Well, tell me what this documentary is about.
It's about how Hollywood has, throughout the ages, has decided to deal with the, how to deal with the Holocaust and how they depicted it in film.
Throughout the ages. And it's an interesting question, too, because they make the point, especially towards the end of the documentary, that the images that Hollywood creates and the movies that Hollywood creates are exported all around the world, and in some cases can become the way the world views something. Because, like they say in the documentary, Hollywood manufactures world culture.
Mm-hmm.
So, to think about something like the Holocaust and how Hollywood looks at it, is a very interesting question. I hadn't really thought about it that way until they made that point in the documentary.
Yeah.
So, what do you think about the documentary?
I thought it was good. I thought it was kind of slow in the beginning. But it is a good compendium.
Okay.
Compendium of like all of the movies, all of the notable movies that have dealt with the idea of Holocaust.
Awesome.
Sorry. And I liked how it ended. I guess it ended with one of the last big ones and started with one of the first big ones, and I liked that book ending type thing.
What did it start with?
It started with
Yeah, that's dead air.
Sorry.
Well, it ended with the last one they majorly talked about was Schindler's List, of course.
Yeah.
There's been other ones since then. I mean, they showed a clip from Jacob the Ladder, which is one of the worst. I didn't like that movie. But, you know, they didn't show the Roberto Benigni film, Life is Beautiful, which I think is great.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, that's made outside the Hollywood system. That's made in Italy?
Italy?
Yes, Italy. Yeah. It also did not talk about a really amazing documentary called Night and Fog, which also was made outside of the Hollywood system. But if you have never seen Night and Fog, it's an amazing documentary about the Holocaust. And it's really, it's off-putting at first because a lot of it's in color. The footage that was shot for the documentary is in color and it's at the concentration camps. And because we're so used to seeing all that stuff in newsreel footage, it's weird to see it, like the beautiful blue of the sky and the green grass and things like that. But it works very, very well. There's some really good interviews in this documentary. Steven Spielberg, of course, is interviewed in his usual pose.
He was not in his usual pose.
Come on, well, I said the first time we're going to see him, he's going to have his hands folded underneath his chin. And I was wrong. The first time he didn't, but what did we see the second time?
Yeah.
Hands folded under the chin, his usual pose.
Anyways.
It's also got Sidney Lumet. And it's got a lot of other really good interviews with people whose names I had never heard of before and won't remember, but are important in Hollywood.
Yeah, a lot of film historians and critics and writers and stuff, which I like.
Mm-hmm. At least one Holocaust survivor who works in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really interesting. And I don't know. I think it's a really good, you know, I'm always leery of documentaries I haven't heard of. That probably sounds egotistical. But
yeah,
a lot of documentaries get made. And not a whole lot of them are great, but I thought this one was really good. I was surprised that I hadn't heard of it because I would think that I would have heard of this, but I probably didn't get a theatrical distribution, at least not around here.
It probably didn't.
But I really liked it.
One thing that I really liked about it, and because like I mean, I've read a lot about the Holocaust, but this is something that I haven't really read about. The only thing I've really read about dealing with film and the Holocaust is about Nazi propaganda,
mm-hmm.
like Riefenstahl and stuff like that. But I don't know anything about this except for like, you know, Schindler's List that I've seen or whatever. Yeah. But I liked the very last points that the two guys made about how like in a couple of generations, these people are going to be all gone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all these eyewitnesses are going to be gone, and then all we're going to know about it are, you know, what exists from the newsreels and these films that Hollywood makes. And that's all we're going to have of it, because everyone's going to be gone.
That's true, and we're going to have to end on that note, because we got 5 seconds left.
Ah, okay.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Justine.
It's been After the Movies.